place looks like an old Indian burial ground. Hey, think the size of these graves. They must have been giants. This one looks fresh.
What are you doing?
I want to see what's in it.
Rick.
Oh, relax.
Oh, leave it alone and let's get out of here.
Get a load of this.
Good evening. I would like to welcome the following new subscribers to the pack: Reggie, Dugas, Valoraka, Zipapo, Dio Doom Nuts. Also, thank you, Ilison, for the boost on MGTOW TV. If you are a new subscriber that have not heard your name mentioned, shoot me an email, and I will give you a shout out. Tonight's topic is: Do women attract predators in the wild? First, I would like to define a predator as an animal that could kill a human. Man-eaters are those that have incorporated human flesh into their usual diet and actively hunt and kill humans. There are many animals that could kill humans but usually run away and avoid humans. Because I am in the US, that is what I am going to focus on. Every month women have a period. They release blood. I am not going to give a lesson on that topic. I was curious, if I were traveling in the woods and wild lands with a woman who was on her period, could that increase my chance of being attacked by a predator? I ran across a story. I will leave the link in the description. The link also has a podcast 5 minutes long that tells the full story. It's known as the Night of the Grizzlies. Over 50 years ago, two women were killed by two different grizzly bears on the same night. The repercussions of the incident can still be seen in the way bears are managed today. But it also gave birth to a powerful myth: it's dangerous for women to spend time in the woods while menstruating. I started to research about bears, sharks, mountain lions, wolves, etc. These animals have an amazing sense of smell. They can smell blood over a mile away. Could they smell the blood of a human and be attracted to it? All of the professionals that have studied this have said there is no evidence that suggests that period blood attracts predators. I found that hard to believe, but I am not an expert in that field. Maybe they were afraid of having backlash from society and did not want to cause a commotion. That is just one scent. Women give off other scents that men do not. Here are 7 scents that women can give off from their VAG. 1. Tangy or fermented. 2. Coppery like a penny. 3. Sweet like molasses. 4. Chemical like a newly cleaned bathroom. 5. Skunky like BO or a smoked herbal, earthy scent. 6. Fishy or that fillet you forgot about. 7. Rotten like a decaying organism. Have studies been conducted on these 7 different odors? I did not find anything. There probably has been a study conducted at some point. If you find a study, shoot me an email, and I will pin it in the chat below. We know several predators like fish. Especially bears. Maybe it was not blood that attracted the bears, but it was the smell of fish. It is definitely a possibility, in my opinion. Let's focus on bears. In North America, we have the black, grizzly, Kodiak, and polar bears. All of these bears are capable of killing humans. Each species is different. Of these 4 bear species, which do you think is most likely to attack you? If you guessed polar bears, you would be correct.
A 32-year-old woman known only as Mandy Kay came close to death during an encounter with polar bears at the Berlin Zoo. Back in 2009, the woman who worked as a teacher had been dealing with depression regarding her job. She decided to jump into the polar bear's enclosure. She chose the animal's feeding time, as they were more likely to attack on an empty stomach. The woman actually swam in the freezing water, trying to attract the predator's attention. The bears immediately lunged at her. When the first predator reached the young teacher, it bit hard into her legs and arms. The zookeepers rushed to her rescue. They actually shoved the wild animals away from the woman and dragged her out of the enclosure. She was rushed to the Virchow Hospital, where she remained for several weeks. The bite she had endured was severe and the risk of infection was high. Mandy Kay had divorced her husband a few years before the attack, and she was having a hard time finding employment after being laid off from her job. Though she eventually recovered from the attack, she was left with deforming scars.
The other three bear species of bears eat a wide variety of plant and animal food: fresh leaves and shoots, berries, roots, fungi, insects, rodents, occasional young hoofed mammals, or large animals that are sick or injured. The polar bear is the only bear that strictly eats meat. Polar bears are very isolated from most humans. They rarely interact with humans. If you ever see a polar bear approaching you, get the cluck out of there. Playing dead will not work against polar bears. Polar bears see humans as food and will actively hunt you. If you see a polar bear, it is not a mistake. They can smell you over a mile away. When they hunt seals, they wait at the hole in the ice. They can tell the seal is there without actually seeing it. They can tell by the scent. That is how they hunt seals. Once the seal pops up, the bear is ready to kill it. The other species of bears usually only attack when startled or get too curious. From my research, I found that a woman's period blood will attract polar bears. They do not fear humans. They see you as lunch. Being with a woman on her period could increase your chances of being attacked. I think the most terrifying thing about polar bears is their fur is white and allows them to be mostly camouflaged. By the time you see it, it is likely too late. I have not seen this topic covered in the manosphere. I guess I am clucked in the head for thinking about this. I distinctively remember two women that had such a strong fishy odor that I literally gagged getting near. I think you are more likely to attract predators when you are with a woman. The only predator I can confirm is polar bears. For sharks, I read the blood from a woman's period is not enough to lure sharks. If several women were all on their periods, maybe that would be another story. Either way, I am fortunate that I do not plan on bringing women with me into the wilds. If you have a topic you would like me to cover, a personal story, or are seeking advice, shoot me an email and I might cover it. Like, comment, share, subscribe. It really helps the channel grow and gets the word out to men who are lost. Be sure to subscribe to my alternative platforms. I am a small fly on the wall, but eventually the overlords on the tube will come after me. I am on Locals, MGTOW, Fakebook, Instagram, and Odyssey. Locals is really booming, so I would create an account. More and more content creators are moving to Locals. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
Better are the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I'll walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon, loving's for the fools, baby beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a